Ain't I a Woman? Black Women and Feminism. The Invisible Struggle. As a Black woman in America, I've witnessed firsthand the erasure of our experiences from both racial and feminist discourse. No other group in America has had their identity so thoroughly socialized out of existence as Black women. When people talk about Blacks, the focus tends to be on Black men. When they discuss women, they're usually referring to white women. This invisibility is not accidental. It's a direct result of the intersecting oppressions of racism and sexism that have shaped our nation's history. In writing this book, I aim to shed light on the unique struggles and strengths of Black women throughout American history. Our story is one of resilience in the face of unimaginable hardship, of fighting for our humanity in a world that has consistently denied it. From the brutal realities of slavery to the ongoing battles for equality in the present day, Black women have been at the forefront of social change, even as our contributions have been overlooked and undervalued. The legacy of slavery. To understand the position of Black women in America today, we must first confront the harsh truths of our past. During slavery, Black women faced a double burden of oppression. Not only were we subjected to the same backbreaking labor and inhumane treatment as Black men, but we also endured specific forms of sexual exploitation and abuse at the hands of white slave owners. The rape of Black women was not just a common occurrence, it was an institutionalized method of subjugation and control. Our bodies were seen as property, to be used and abused at the whim of white men. This sexual terrorism served multiple purposes. It asserted dominance over Black women, emasculated Black men who were powerless to protect their wives and daughters, and produced more enslaved children to increase the slave owner's wealth. Yet in the face of this brutality, Black women found ways to resist. We formed underground networks to support one another, we raised children, both our own and those orphaned by the slave trade, and we kept alive the cultural traditions and spiritual practices that gave us strength. Our resilience in the face of such oppression is a testament to the indomitable spirit of Black womanhood. The myth of the Black matriarch. In the years following slavery, a new narrative emerged that sought to explain, and ultimately, to justify, the continued oppression of Black women. This was the myth of the Black matriarch, a stereotype that portrayed Black women as domineering, emasculating figures who ruled over their families with an iron fist. This myth served several insidious purposes. It shifted blame for the struggles of the Black community away from systemic racism and onto Black women themselves. It provided a convenient excuse for the absence of Black fathers in many households, ignoring the economic and social factors that often forced Black men to leave their families. And perhaps most damagingly, it created a false dichotomy between Black women and other women, particularly white women who were held up as the ideal of femininity. The reality, of course, was far different. Black women were not matriarchs ruling over their domains, but often single mothers struggling to keep their families afloat in a society that offered them few opportunities and little support. The strength and independence attributed to Black women were not signs of dominance, but necessary survival skills in a world that was hostile to our very existence. The betrayal of feminism. As the feminist movement gained momentum in the 20th century, many Black women hoped it would provide a platform for addressing the unique challenges we faced. Unfortunately, mainstream feminism often failed to recognize or address the intersectionality of race and gender oppression. White feminists, while fighting against sexism, often displayed their own racist attitudes. They failed to acknowledge how their own privilege as white women contributed to the oppression of Black women. In many cases, they actively excluded Black women from leadership roles in the movement, relegating our concerns to the sidelines. This betrayal was deeply felt by many Black women, including myself. We found ourselves caught between a rock and a hard place, marginalized within the feminist movement due to our race, and often viewed with suspicion in Black liberation movements due to our gender. It became clear that if we wanted true liberation, we would need to forge our own path. reclaiming our voice. Despite these challenges, I firmly believe that feminism, when properly understood and practiced, has the potential to be a powerful tool for the liberation of all people, including Black women. But for this to happen, we must be willing to critically examine and challenge the racist and classist assumptions that have too often characterized the feminist movement. We need a feminism that recognizes the diverse experiences of women from all backgrounds, a feminism that understands that gender oppression cannot be separated from other forms of oppression, including racism, classism, and homophobia. A feminism that is truly intersectional in its approach. For Black women, embracing feminism means reclaiming our voice and our place in history. It means rejecting the stereotypes and myths that have been used to define us, and instead defining ourselves on our own terms. It means recognizing our own strength and resilience, while also acknowledging our vulnerabilities and the support we need from our communities. The path forward. As we look to the future, it's clear that the struggle for true equality and justice for Black women is far from over. We continue to face discrimination in the workplace, violence in our communities, and erasure in our nation's cultural and political discourse. But we also have reason for hope. A new generation of Black feminists is emerging, armed with the lessons of the past and a vision for a more inclusive future. We are creating our own spaces, telling our own stories, and demanding that our voices be heard. We are building coalitions across racial and gender lines, recognizing that true liberation can only come when all forms of oppression are dismantled. To my fellow Black women, I say this: embrace your strength, your beauty, and your complexity. Reject the narrow definitions that society tries to impose upon you. Know that you are worthy of love, respect, and dignity, not because of what you can do or endure, but simply because you exist. And to all those who consider themselves allies in this struggle, I challenge you to listen, to learn, and to act. Recognize your own biases and privileges. Amplify Black women's voices rather than speaking for us. Stand with us in solidarity, not out of guilt or obligation, but out of a genuine commitment to justice and equality for all. The road ahead may be long and difficult, but I am convinced that together, we can create a world where every woman, regardless of her race, class, or background, can truly say, "Ain't I a woman?" and have that question met with a resounding yes.